we are about to witness one of the great phenomena of the natural world.
Leave excerpt biology revision notes.
ADP stands for adenosine diphosphate and is found in the cells of organisms. ADP is made of the base adenine, a 5-carbon sugar called ribose, and 2-phosphate groups. The bond between the 2-phosphate groups is unstable. ADP is a low energy molecule. ADP with an added phosphate is called ATP, which stands for adenosine triphosphate. Extra energy is also added in the form of an unstable bond between the last 2-phosphate groups. The addition of this phosphate group is a process called phosphorylation. ATP is an energy-rich compound, which means it can provide a lot of energy. We know that ADP and ATP are energy carriers, and this means that they can be moved around inside a cell. The energy from ATP needs to be used immediately. When ATP breaks down, it releases energy and a phosphate and forms ADP. The energy released is used to carry out most of the reactions in cells. In respiration, glucose breaks down to form ATP. And this ATP is used to provide energy in human cells for things like brain activity. NADP+ is a low energy molecule involved in photosynthesis. It stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleide phosphate. NADP+ can accept a pair of high electrons that is combined with a hydrogen ion or proton to form NADPH. NADPH is an electron and hydrogen carrier. The energy and hydrogen NADPH contains is used in photosynthesis to form glucose. NADPH releases 2 high energy electrons and a hydrogen ion or proton when it breaks down. In photosynthesis, ADP and NADP+ are the low energy molecules, and ATP and NADPH are the high energy molecules. In respiration, ADP and NAD+ are the low energy molecules. NAD+ is used as an equivalent of a low energy molecule to NADP+. ADP and NADH are high energy molecules in respiration.